Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode.
Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Isaiah chapter 43, the verse number 18. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. New Living Translation of Isaiah 43. The word of the Lord says, forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. And we have to ask ourselves, what is God asking his people to forget? For which reason he says that it is nothing compared to what he's going to do. If you read the verse 14, the Lord promises victory for his people against a Babylonian invasion. He says, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships they are so proud of. So with the mountain attack of Babylon, God says he will send an army against them. And then God lets Israel recall how he gave them victory over the armies of Egypt. In verse number 17, he said, I call forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. So, in view of the promise of victory and deliverance from Babylon, God helps them recall his previous deliverance from Egypt. And yet, when he's about to do a new thing, he says, forget all that. It means that new beginnings need us to forget previous accomplishment, previous victories, previous attainment, previous things that we glory in. We cannot hold on to old things whilst we expect new things. New beginnings requires us to forget. So forget the past, forget accomplishment of the past. And if we are to forget accomplishment of the past, then we certainly also need to forget the guilt and the failures of the past. The Bible said, forget all that. Forget all that. Don't hold on to the old. Don't hold on to the past. Forget all that. It is a new beginning God is bringing to your life. So whether it's a past achievement, a past victory, a past testimony, or past failure, past guilt, and past condemnation, forget all that. God is bringing a new beginning to you. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.